Good afternoon, Senator John Edwards' office.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead.
Senator Chuck Grassley's office.
Organizers called it a virtual protest, but by this afternoon, the effects were quite real. Activists, organized over the internet, jammed the phone lines of Capitol Hill Senate offices to protest planning for a war with Iraq. Email servers and fax machines were also overwhelmed by the protest, and some callers trying to reach non-Senate numbers from out of town also heard that the circuits were busy. Joining us now from Capitol Hill is NPR's Andrea Seabrook. Andrea, organizers were calling this a virtual march on Washington. Who's behind the protest?
Hi, Melissa. It's a group called Win Without War. It's a coalition of a whole bunch of different organizations, but the entire march was organized over the internet. No people coming together, no buses, none of the normal gear that's associated with Washington protests.
And who are some of these groups that you mentioned who are behind it?
Well, there are groups from the National Council of Churches, the Sierra Club, the National Organization of Women. There are groups from all over the United States and of all ilks.
Were the calls that they orchestrated going to all senators, or was it just the ones who voted for last fall's resolution that authorized the use of force to disarm Iraq?
No, the calls were going everywhere. Calls, emails, faxes. Everybody's front desks were jammed. We had Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, who is against unilateral action in Iraq. His office was equally jammed as Dick Lugar, who is a Republican senator from Indiana. You know, he is the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman, the Intelligence Committee. His office was also jammed. So it seemed to not matter. The entire Senate was targeted today.
Were you able to get any estimates? I know these numbers are a little murky, but of how many calls might have flooded into the Capitol today?
Murky is definitely right. There's no way to even guess or have any sense of the number of calls, though the group Win Without War asked people to pre-register at the beginning of the day before they made their calls, sort of approximating what they would say and when. And they're estimating that over 1 million calls and messages came into the Capitol today. Now, you know, you might want to temper that a little bit.
No way of knowing about that.
No way of knowing.
You were making the rounds of Senate offices today to see what was going on there. What kind of reaction were you hearing from the senators and their staffs?
Well, you know, the staff were just incredibly tired. I mean, when I was making the rounds at the end of the day, they were looking up at me with these sort of sad eyes like, oh my gosh, another call, you know, just ringing all day long. The senators themselves, they were, you know, basically staying with their positions, but were acknowledging that there is an overwhelming response here, at least to this, the idea of attacking Iraq right now.
Was there any sense that there was damage done, any costs that are associated with this protest?
Well, beyond the fact that most senators had to at least put on a few more staff members, if not double their staff members answering the phones, you know, there's no telling what the costs would be. Nothing like, you know, anything broken. Now, of course, Win Without War is sending out these sort of care packages to the front desk staff who are exhausted by the end of the day, that have candies and this sort of thing. And there was a little bit of disappointment in the Hart Senate office building that they cannot receive those sorts of packages there because of the anthrax attacks of about a year and a half ago.
Seems to me there have been similar campaigns before, groups organizing call-ins. Did the Senate staff say that they'd seen anything like this?
They said they'd never seen anything like this. I mean, you know, the Senate staff are sort of used to getting lots of calls every day, especially when there's an important vote coming up. But this was different. This was totally organized. Nobody was really expecting it, but it was floods and floods of calls. That, again, should be tempered by the fact that the vote has already been made giving President Bush the authorization to attack Iraq. And so some senators were saying that it was kind of irrelevant at this point.
No concrete result.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook speaking with us from Capitol Hill.